the five orders that govern the universe. Why do things happen the way that they happen? Why does sun rise in the morning and sets in the evening? Why does earth pull everything towards its center? When the right season arises, trees bear fruits and flowers. But why does it happen? Among the human beings, there's so much differences. Diversified differences as well as inclination. Our inclination and faculties, they are very different from each other. Why it is so? Earthquake, tsunami, tornado, such natural disasters occur. Why do they happen? Why there is something rather than nothing? Buddhism recognizes, in fact, there is no one who creates all these things. These things come into existence and be governed by themselves. And then Buddhism teaches Paticca Samuppada. Interdependent arising. Conditioned genesis, dependent origination. Things come into existence not because of one single reason, but because of many causes and conditions come together, and as a result of it, certain things happen. So we are interrelated, interdependent. No one or nothing is absolute in this world. So Buddhism recognizes five orders of the universe, laws of the universe. They are known as Pancha Niyama Dhamma. Five types of orders, laws, govern whole universe, but they are natural causes, they are natural laws. There is no lawgiver behind it. No one manipulates this system. No one has got absolute authority to change this, and that is the nature how it works. The first of them is known as Utuniyama. Physical law. Physical inorganic order of the universe. Scientists have done so many experiments. They have discovered a lot related to this aspect. Sometimes it is rainy. Sometimes it is windy. Tornado, tsunami, earthquake, and such natural disasters occur. Hundreds and thousands of human beings die. And these natural disasters are not created by any particular being, not by a god, or not because of your karma, but it follows its own law. Physical law, Utuniyama, physical inorganic order of the universe. Why does the earth revolve and go around the sun? Why does the earth pull everything towards its center? Why these galaxies, Milky Ways, and how do they exist, how do they operate? Our own planets and the other planetary system. Is there anyone who created all this? Buddhism says no. This is Uttaniyama, physical law. Scientists will explain this in a very nice way, using better terms. So it has nothing to do with your karma, it has nothing to do with any supernatural power or supernatural being. This is a law that operates in this universe itself. Dvija Niyama, the second law, biological law, physical organic order of the universe. Why does your son look like your great-grandfather but not like you? Science will explain you better. Human beings, other living beings, they evolve. Plants and trees and life forms come into existence. Evolution. And this happens according to Dvija Niyama, physical and organic order of the universe. Why do twins look like same? In this way, there are different types of species, living organism. Other than human beings, there are various forms of lives in this universe. The earth is not the only place. Do not be deluded to think that we are the only ones. Earth is just only a speck of this universe. There are many other places where life exists. That is the Buddhist belief. So it is not created by anybody, but this is called Dvija Niyama. And that is how it evolves, and it is how it is going round. If you plant a mango seed, and you can expect a mango plant, but not a banana tree, that is how it happens. Biological law. Third order. Karma Niyama. The moral law. The law of action and reaction. Buddha says, Yadisang vapate bijang tadisang harate palang. You will reap as you sow. Good begets good, bad begets bad. Every action has its own reaction. So Buddhism recognizes human actions, they produce energy. This is called karma niyama, the law of the action. One day, a young man went to the Buddha and said, Venerable Sir, why there is so much difference among human beings? By birth, some of the human beings, they are so intelligent, child prodigies. But some others are very stupid. Some look so graceful, handsome, beautiful looking. But others deformed, look ugly. Some are very rich, others are powerful. And some are poor, miserable. Why there are so much difference in this world? Then what did the Buddha says? Kammasaka manava satta, kamma bhavada, kamma yodi, kamma bandhu, kamma patisarana, kamman satte vibhajati yadidang hina panitatai. Young man, it is because of action. Depend on the actions, we are bound to reap the reactions. Because of that, action and reaction, there are so many differences among the human beings. So Buddha says that karma has our roots. Karma yoni, karma bandhu, karma patisarano. We have our karma as our origin, as our relation, as our refuge. So here, karmic theory, the law of action and reaction, and according to that, living beings, we undergo a process of birth-death cycle. So this is called karma niyama. Buddhism now says that everything happened because of karma. That is a wrong understanding. Buddhism also does not say that everything happened because of past karma. That's also a wrong understanding. But Buddhism says karma is our own doing, intentional actions. It embraces both past and present. But we are not slave to karmas. But we can change our karma. We can change our destinies. So you are not fated. So Buddhism does not accept fatalism. Buddhism says that each and every human being has got potential capacities to change for better. But how much you can change depends on yourself. So by taking conscious actions here and now, you can change your future. But we are also bound to reap our own actions that we did in the past. So they are following now. But by taking conscious action now, we can change for better in the future. So in this way, karma is not fatalistic. It is not fixed. So this is the third order of the universe related to living beings. The fourth order of the universe is known as Dhamma Niyama. The law of the Dhamma, the law of the nature. Why things are changing? Why things are impermanent? Why can't they be permanent? What is the reason? The moment we attach, and why does it produce suffering? Attachment produces some degree of pleasure, but in long term, it also produces suffering. Why it is so? Why does attachment bring fear? While it is bringing pleasure, it also brings fear. It also brings so much unhappiness, sorrow, lamentation, agony. Why it is so? This is Dhamma Niyama. The truth discovered by the Buddha. The Buddha says that Uppadava Tathagatanam Anuppadava Tathagatanam Titasa Dhamma Dhamma Titata Dhamma Niyamata Idappacheta. Whether the Tathagatas, the enlightened ones, arise in the world or not, regardless of that, the Dhamma exists in this universe as a truth. It's a law. It's a nature. But it is the Buddha who discovered this Dhamma and proclaimed to the world. Like Isaac Newton discovered the gravity, he did not produce it. So Buddha did not produce the Dhamma, he discovered the Dhamma. Like a scientist, that's it. So this is Dhamma Niyama. So when it comes to Dhamma Niyama, the truth of the law, Four Noble Truths, dependent origination, three marks of existence, five aggregates of clinging, karma, and rebirth. This is the truth discovered by the Buddha, unchallenged by scientists. And this is what you have to learn. And as long as you know this, you are a Buddhist. As long as you do not know this, you are a Buddhist by label. And the last order, the fifth one, Chitta Niyama, the psychological law, the law of the mind, the order of the mind. Human mind is so powerful, is in is in fact limitless. Buddhism recognizes human mind has got so much power, so much capacity, but ordinary human beings, they do not know how to use it. But by training your mind through systematic meditation techniques, you can access this power hidden in your mind and develop this mind and achieve various abilities. And they are known as Chitta Niyama, the order of the mind. Those who achieve such powers, they are able to do various kind of supernormal things. And they are within the human mind. Supernormal powers are within the human mind if you know how to achieve them. So this is called the order of the mind. But of course, the purpose of Buddhist meditation is not that. The purpose of Buddhist meditation is to achieve enlightenment. Achieving the psychic powers are only byproduct for the Buddhist, not the last goal. So these are the five orders of the universe. Upaniyama, the physical law, the physical inorganic order of the universe. Vijñāna, biological law, physical organic order of the universe. Kammaniyama, the moral law, the law of action and reaction that operates in the moral domain. Dhammaniyama, the natural law. The ultimate reality exists in this universe, regardless whether Buddhas arise or not. And the Chitta Niyama, the order of the mind, the power of the mind, how it operates. So these five are known as Pancha Niyama Dhamma, five orders of the universe. They combine together, they are interdependent, interrelated, and they operate in a such a way. So this complex mechanism and the coming to existence, which is human beings and this world and the flora and fauna and this whole universe, and it is not a creation by anyone. But by knowing the system, by understanding this system, the Buddhists can find their way, the path, to go beyond the conditioned states and achieve unconditioned, which is Nibbana. So the Buddha taught these five orders of the universe to his disciples to understand, and having understood it, follow the right path wisely, and then we can safely get rid of this mass of suffering and achieve the enlightenment.